19 minutes past 7 o'clock now here on the early edition on CBC Radio 1, 690 on your AM dial here in Vancouver. Well, this week, four families of autistic children are in BC Supreme Court. They're suing the province because the government won't pay for a special therapy for their children. It's known as LAVAS therapy, and the parents believe this is what their children need. Joining me now to talk about this, to explain this therapy to us, is Shannon Rodrigue. She is a LAVAS consultant who is visiting us here from San Diego, California. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
For those who aren't familiar, perhaps you should start, first of all, by describing the condition autism for us.
Certainly. Autism is a neurological disorder that affects children in the first 3 years of their life. Usually that's when the symptoms become obvious. The primary way in which this affects children is in their language functioning, in social functioning, and many children are mute, meaning they don't have any language, they have difficulty comprehending language, and some children who do have language have very limited language and are unable to communicate or express many of their needs.
So how does this therapy help them?
What the LAVAS therapy does is it's the only effective way of actually teaching these children how to acquire new skills, how to function in a normal society. It's a therapy that breaks down complex behaviors into very small systematic steps and teaches children in a very manageable way how to use language, how to communicate, how to interact with their peers, etc.
Is this a new therapy?
No, it's not a new therapy. It's been researched since the early 70s and even before then, actually, by Dr. LAVAS at UCLA. And it's become much, the general public has become much more aware of this treatment in recent years.
Can you give us some examples of what you do in LAVAS therapy for these children?
Certainly. Like I said, the primary concern with children with autism is their language disability, and in addition to many other concerns. However, the therapy breaks down the skills that we're trying to teach into very manageable parts. So, for example, if you wanted to teach a child to understand language, how to utilize language, how to socialize with their peers, it's a very intense one-to-one teaching program where it's one child, one adult, and the number of hours is known to be very important as well. So this therapy differs from other therapies in that approximately 30 to 40 hours a week of that one-to-one therapy are needed.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
And what kind of success rate have you had as one of these consultants?
In general, the research with this LAVAS therapy has been that up to 50% of children who receive early intensive LAVAS therapy have been able to be in normal classrooms without any support, as opposed to perhaps only 5% of the population who don't receive this intensive form.
With no support.
Absolutely.
So this is a breakthrough technique.
Very much so. That is, of course, looking at, you know, maybe 2 to 3 years of very intense 40-hour-a-week treatment. However, the prognosis in those instances can be really incredible. And I think the important thing to also note about this therapy is that every child benefits. It's even though I only said about 50% may be able to be in an unsupported school setting and function normal in comparison to their peers, the other 50% are certainly still improving much beyond what they would have otherwise achieved.
Shannon, what makes this special compared with older, more traditional types of therapy?
Really quite a lot of things. First and foremost, I think, is the acknowledgement that there's a need for intensity. Many other services would be provided on perhaps the basis of 30 minutes to 60 minutes a week, sometimes even in a group setting. This is a treatment that is, so first, intense. Secondly, it's individualized. It's very much geared towards each child, and each individual's child's needs are assessed, and then the program is highly individualized to meet that child's needs.
Can more established, older types of therapy be successful? Not as successful, but be successful in some way?
We would usually recommend that parents compound the LAVAS therapy with some additional supports from a speech therapist for perhaps an hour a week or so. But for the most part, the U.S. Surgeon General and the other national boards in the United States, for example, have already passed down the conclusion that this is the most and pretty much the only effective treatment for these children.
Because of what you've explained, I can imagine it is very expensive, because it sounds to me like a therapist would be one-on-one with one child for as much as 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and only that case.
Right.
So what does it cost?
It is rather expensive in the short term. Most parents, I don't know enough about the Canadian dollar to know exactly what it translates into up here, but I believe there's a family that has told me they pay anywhere between $30,000 and $45,000 a year for this treatment.
That's in U.S. fund?
No, that's in
Canadian,
Canadian fund.
Okay.
And that is money coming entirely out of the parents' own pocket, so the parents have to either determine, you know, that they want to take the minimal treatments that they're being offered through the government at this point, or they need to do whatever it takes, sell their homes, get rid of the kids' college funds, do anything necessary in order to provide funding for their kids.
Is it covered by private insurers in the United States?
Yes, it is. It's provided in the United States. Like I said, there have been a number of national reports at New York State, for example, is one that's recently been in the media. And pretty much, again, it's been universally concluded more and more nowadays that the this is the only effective treatment, and therefore the funding has been made available.
What are some of the stories you hear from Canadian parents who enlist your help or people like you that come up from the United States to work with their children?
They're usually pretty desperate. They're usually very upset at the lack of resources that they've had. They're usually very, very financially strapped. Like I said, it's very hard for many of them. If you think about a family who's, you know, just raising their children, and suddenly they realize that their child has this disorder, and they have to make that choice to either take what the government is going to offer them or to take what's going to be offered, and with the understanding their child's probably going to make very little progress, or to decide that their child's life is worth them putting in the time, the money, and quite often selling their homes, moving in. I know some families who've actually had to move in with their parents again with all their children, and it's something that's really quite difficult in many families.
And we understand that this therapy is paid for partially by other jurisdictions, like the province of Alberta right next door, where it is covered by government funds there. Have you had Canadian therapists come to you to be trained in this method of therapy for autism?
There are people, certainly there are people being trained. Some people from Canada go to the United States for training. But really the best quality training comes out of UCLA, where Dr. Lovos himself is based. And so there are internship programs set up there, which Canadians could potentially also go to that center in order to be trained.
How long did it take you to become trained in this?
I'm still getting trained. I'm learning every day with each of the kids I work with. But I worked at UCLA with Dr. Lovos himself for approximately 6 years, and I've now been in the field for probably closer to 9 years.
Is it a tough, intensive training?
Yeah, it's pretty rigorous. It's very detailed. You've got to learn not only the general treatment of the low-loss therapy, we also got to learn how to individualize and tailor everything that you know to each individual and specific child's needs. So it takes a lot of thought and sometimes a lot of patience.
But what I'm getting at, if a therapist here wants to be skilled in this, it takes a long time. It takes a large commitment on his or her part.
Very much so, yes.
Shannon, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Shannon Rodriguez is a consultant in Lovos Therapy. She is visiting us from San Diego, California. It's now 28 minutes past 7.